All right, so let me try this again. So this is Kim Claver, and I'm going to give you some tips on the ugly truth about just talk to people. And the reason is that if you've been doing that and you don't really know what to do, what to say, how to say it, there's a reason for this. And just talk to people, it really is, there's a little bit more to it than that. Because after all, the purpose of the talk is not to say, guess what, you know, Mimi had a baby or Lulu had a baby or whatever. Or guess what, I just saw this movie. The purpose of the talking is to try to get somebody to sign up either for your business or to buy your product or your program. I mean, that's really, it's a purpose-driven talk. So you're not just talking to talk. You're not just sharing to share. That's the other thing, right? Share the product. Yeah, really. It's not like sharing an ice cream. You are doing this with the intent to make a sale, to get a customer, right? This is the idea, because we're presumably building some kind of a business. And, you know, a business means that you have paying customers and they pay you because you're solving some problem for them. That's the idea. So if you want to get people to pay you and you're going to talk to people in order to at some point achieve that, there's some special things you have to do in who you talk to and how you talk to them to make just talk to people work. Okay. So I'm going to give you some of those right now. So I've made some slides. And people normally tell me they like slides, they like to see the images, and I make them at the risk of looking a little bit too formal, but just because I happen to like them also, and it makes it easy for people to kind of take notes, you know, and I like doing that. So let me give you, all right, good. All right, the ugly truth about just talk to people. Okay, so when people sign up for the business, if you were at one of the meetings or one of the events or on one of the conference calls or one of the Zooms or Skypes or whatever, that's the pitch that the industry, all the companies across the board teach somebody new. That's all you have to do is talk to people. All you have to do is talk to people, talk to people, talk to people, talk to people, okay? And there's really, it sounds really good. And everybody goes, oh, great, let's do it. But then they start. And after mom signs up, and maybe a sister or an aunt or someone that you have to pay for the product, right? They're not even paying their own, or you're supplementing it. Then you talk to people who are a little bit outside of your circle of influence. And what happens next is people react in ways that seem very strange, like people don't like it, and people say no, and people have all kinds of reactions. And then everybody retreats. This is across companies, right? It's hundreds of thousands of people kind of retreat and thinks, okay, there must be a trick to this talking to people. What should we say? And across the board, I have heard for almost 30 years, I always talk to people. How come suddenly now I can't do it? And they'll say, I can talk about my product. I can talk about how I love my business. But when it comes time to close, I don't know what to say. So, and that's really, you see, where the hang-up is. I talk to people about everything, but I can't, that part. I can't close them. I don't know how to make them buy. I don't want to be salesy and manipulative. And suddenly, I always talk to people, and I can talk about anything and everything, including even my product, but I can't close them. I can't sell it. I don't know how to talk for that part of it. That's really what happens with people. And it happens, I dare say, to almost every person in this industry. They come and say, I always talk to people. Now, suddenly now when I have to sell them and talk to them, I can't do it. What's going on? Okay. And then I get, I'm not very good at this type of talking, really. And then I get hundreds. I say the wrong thing. I say too much. I sound salesy. I talk technobabble. And basically, I feel really stupid. Why do they feel stupid? Well, because if you just talk to people, how hard is that? How come you're not doing it? And of course, you see a person or two or three on stage who's making 10, 20, 30,000 a month, and they say, well, I just talk to people. And then you feel even more stupid that, well, that's what she's doing. And then there's the garbage truck driver. There's the former person who was a housekeeper or house cleaner. And then there was somebody who was a barber or truck driver, people that they bring on stage from relatively low walks of life who say, well, I just talk to people and now I'm making $10, $20, $30,000 a month, right? So this helps the rest of the population feel there's something's wrong with me for sure. And I don't think I can do this, and so I'm going to quit. But this is not, you don't need to quit. You just need to change the way you perceive what talk to people means. If you change how you see that and how you frame that in your mind, you totally can make the business work. It's just a little bit more than just talk to people. And I'd like to show you what that is right now, because you can implement it in 5 minutes, right? By the way, if you are interested in seeing more of how you do this kind of thing, how you talk to people and what the different ways are, I'm going to show you right now. Go to theklaverclass.com. You see it there at the bottom. Maybe somebody can type it in. It's KlaverClass.com, klaverclass.com. And you will see a slew of these kinds of examples, okay? All right, so back to where were we? So if this sounds like you, that you say too much, you sound salesy, you feel stupid, talking to people is clearly there's something to it and I'm completely missing it. If that's you, you're not alone. So I want to show you what to do instead, okay? So here's what we do. I got a 1, 2, 3 for you. And again, you know, if you want to see more of this sort of thing, just go to theklaverclass.com. Make a note of it so you can check back later. Klaverclass.com. All right, so here's the 1, 2, 3. Number one, ask for certain people. Okay? So you're not just talking to the whole world willy-nilly and thinking, oh, they're all going to be my customer, my prospect, they're my, you know. You want to ask for certain people. Now, you can talk to everyone, but you ask for certain people. See the distinction between talk to everybody as if they're totally the one who's going to, that every person's going to sign up. Because if they were, why would 95% of the people drop out? Right? So we know it's not true. So what you do is you ask for certain people. Now you want to know who. Who do you ask for? So you ask for people that have a problem that you can help with. Okay, let me check on the on my Facebook page here to see if you can see this. All right. Making sure here that we, that you all can see this and that we have the slide showing. We have it showing? Okay, great. Okay, I can't see any of the comments, but that's all right. I'm just checking, okay? So you're talking to people who have the problem that you can help with. And somebody's going to go, well, like who? Who's that person, you know? And here's an example. Here's an example. Here we go. I help these people with this problem, okay? So think about you're marketing a product or a service or a program or a business. So I help these people with this problem. Now, what matters a lot is that you will have done this for yourself. So if you, let's say that you help people that are bald grow their hair back, right? Let's say, without putting on a wig. Pretend. So what will happen in the in your business is that you will want to be able to show that you were someone that overcame this problem, right? So in other words, you have a before and after of your own. Certainly for network marketing, that's the main event. You've changed your own life in some way. So you had a problem and your products or program or your routines, whatever you're doing with your MLM or your coaching, right? You might be a coach of some kind with no network marketing program at all, but you have a personal program or a personal training program. So you have helped yourself overcome a certain issue. You've gotten from A to B, right? And so now you can say, I help people like this with this problem, right? So it's important that you have overcome the problem or at least ameliorated your own problem, okay? So how do you do this? Let me give you an example for me, okay? You ready for this? All right. Here we go. I help network marketers find customers on Facebook, even though nobody has ever heard of them. That's what I do, okay? So notice the pieces here. I help, so this is quite a change from I want to get people, I need to get so many people. That's the mental attitude you want is, who do I help? I personally, Kim, I help network marketers, this is one of my markets, find customers on Facebook. See, this is what I'm doing right here. I'm showing you how to do it right now. Even though nobody has ever heard of them, right? That's what I do. How am I showing you how to do this right at this moment? You want to ask for people. They're right here. This is it. 1, 2, 3. Ask for certain people. That's tip one, right? People that have the problem that you can help with. That's who you're asking for, right? And now, here's an example. I help network marketers find customers on Facebook. This is for me, even though no one's ever heard of them. That's what I do. Then you could say, what do you do? Or, do you know anyone who might like to know about something like that? Does that make sense? Okay, so for you, you might say, let's say that you market a skincare product, right? So you might say, I help women with sun-damaged skin restore their youthful glow or something. Let's say I help women with sun-damaged skin restore their beautiful skin without plastic surgery, let's say, right? So when you post, everything that you post is to women who have sun-damaged skin who never thought they could get over it without surgery, plastic surgery. And then here's a tip for what you can do. And it might be a tip on sleeping. It might be a tip on drinking water. It might be a tip on how to eat. It might be a tip on what things not to eat if you want to have beautiful skin. Or it might be what to eat when in order to have beautiful skin or to restore your health or your energy or get your muscles back. Or you might say, I help men over 40, you know, get those abs back without being in the gym every single day for 90 minutes. Even if they've been doing that and it hasn't been working, right? So you're always talking about, I help these people achieve this, even though blah, 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 blah. This is who you're looking for, you see? And then you can say, what do you do if it's a conversation? And what do, right, to take it off yourself? Or do you know anyone who might like to know about something like that? You see? So this is what you can do. Does that make sense? All right, so we have the 1, 2, 3 to avoid the ugly truth about just talk to people. Because I think you all know that just talking to people without any more qualification is driving most people to quit. Because by itself, it's not really quite enough. Okay? So the 1, 2, 3 of it is, instead of saying, I always talk to people, and how come suddenly now I can't do it, right? And you have all this stuff, I say the wrong thing, I say too much, I sound salesy, and I feel stupid. This is really the worst part to me. There is no reason to feel stupid because you can't make it in your network marketing company. The things that they teach are designed to draw you in so that you think it's going to be easy, so you say yes. And that's their goal, is to bring you in. My goal is to keep you in. And one way to do that is for you to realize that just talking is not enough, if you've discovered this already. And it's not you. It's that they didn't kind of give you the rest of the story, which is, here's your 1, 2, 3. You want to ask for certain people, okay? It's as if you were, say you're a cardiologist. You're not going to just go talk to people about the fact that you're a cardiologist. You're going to ask, hey, if you know anybody who needs a heart job, I have a new MD, I'm a newly minted cardiologist. And who are you asking for? Anybody who might need heart work. Anybody who needs a heart job. Or I'm a newly minted, hairstylist. So who are we looking for? Anybody who's looking to really have their hair done by somebody who really is weird and crazy and can make you look hot, right? It's not everyone. You're asking, hey, you know anybody who, yada, 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 right? And this is why you can talk to everyone if you want and ask them always, do you know anyone who might like to know about something like this, who might like to know about somebody who does heart surgery in a unique way, or someone who helps people with sun-damaged skin without surgery, right? So you're asking for those people. Why? Because you can help those people. Do you see what I mean? So this takes a lot of the pain away because you're looking only for those people. Okay, that's really the key. And you're looking for people who have the problem that you can help with. That way, if you're talking to people about, say, a weight loss program, there might be people that you're calling, when you're calling every single person you know, that don't have a weight issue. So it's really, you know, not a good use of time. However, if you go back and ask for certain people, so mom, do you know anyone who might like to know about something like this? Then you're not assuming they're the prospect and getting a no. You're saying, do you know anyone who wants this or that or the other, right? It's like anything else. Do you know anyone? If I move to a new town, one of the first questions is, where are the cafes that really pull a good shot of coffee, where people live for coffee beans and with how much it's roasted and where they come from and blah, 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 right? You ask for that. I ask for who plays tennis, not golf, because I'm not interested in that, right? So I talk to people, but about specific things. Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone? Who? And that's what you're looking for, okay? Those people that have a problem that you can help with. That's what business is about. That's how you create value. You solve people's problems, and you can do that with your program or your product, right? Because you've done it for yourself. So then you have the low-pressure close at the end. Do you know anyone who might like to know about something like that? And again, for this type of approach, if this appeals to you, this way of talking to people and dealing with people, check out the demo we have, theklaverclass.com. It's K-L-A, V like Victor, E-R, C-L-A-S-S.com. And maybe if somebody is there who's listening to this, you could type it into the window there. Let's see here. Maybe I can even. I think I can do this. Yeah. See if that's in there, right? Yeah, because I'm supposed to have the sense to put this in beforehand, and I may have forgotten to do it. All right. Cool. So there's more information there. Okay. So back to my story here. So we have a lot of examples in the SS where if you know. That you can do this and you just need some help. That's really what this demo is for. So check out the Klaver class. And there's a program at the end of it. It's a major program that I teach to help people transform themselves from dabblers into really people that are mission-driven, that are dedicated, that have decided they're dedicated to building a real business with real income and hundreds of customers. Remember that every business, from Steve Jobs to Google to Jeff Bezos, you know, all of them, those three, started in garages with little or no money. All of them. Jeff Bezos used to have apparently a red Chevy Blazer, he wrote in his letters to his shareholders. And when they started Amazon, he personally packed the books, took them in his Amazon Blazer, right? And brought them to the post office. They had few enough orders that he could do that. And then they put a bell into their warehouse so that every time there was an order, somebody would ring the bell. You know, that seems impossible today, but you see, they did that one step at a time. And you can build yourself up one step at a time. I don't think Jeff Bezos planned for Amazon to be the biggest company in the world. But they just about are. And Steve Jobs didn't think when he began that they would be the most valuable company in the world. But they became that one step at a time. And the Google boys also didn't expect to be the number one search engine in the world. But you see, they planned from the beginning, we could do this great thing if we do it a step at a time. And you can do the same thing. You can decide that you're really going to help a lot of people with the problem that you've overcome, and that you systematically want to learn how to find those people, how to reach out to them so that they're coming to you. And if that's what you want from your business, then you know you want to check out theklaverclass.com, because it probably can help some of you do that. It's not a cheap date. You know, Harvard's not a cheap date. MIT's not a cheap date. But you have to decide, you know, do you want to stay the way you are and just make piddly nothing because you don't really know what to do and you're doing the wrong thing? Or if you were on a path and you were doing the right thing and you realized you really were helping people, really helping to change people's lives, would that matter to you? And would you want to learn how to grow that so that you could really build something that has an impact on the rest of the world and that makes you proud of who you are and what you're doing, you know, instead of not doing anything? Okay, so that's really the question you have to ask yourself. So the program is really for people who, let me come back to my, the Klaver class demo is really for someone who wants to see how you actually build something and automate the entire process of qualifying people. Because they say, how sometimes they'll say, well, we're in a sorting business, or you have to talk to a lot of people and it's all about the numbers. And well, the thing is, if you want to talk to 100 people and get one yes, be my guest. I have never wanted to do that. I used to do hundreds of calls in the beginning. We got some kind of a calling mechanism, and I would get like a team of 10, 20, 30 people. Every other day, we'd say, okay, we're going to do calls. I'm going to show you how people say no to me. Because all my downline wanted to know, well, Kim, nobody says no to you. I said, yeah, they do, but I'm just quicker at saying no first. See, I like to say no first a lot, so I do. And so they would hear me whip through 30 to 40 calls per hour where I would tell most people no first. Why? Because I don't want to hear no. So I say it first. That's probably not for you. Listen, I got to go. Got another call. See ya. Boom. Another dial. 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 And every hour I would score one person, right? And it was the right one. And so I could call every hour, get somebody. If I did that 5 hours a day, I'd have five people signed up every day, which we did. I showed them how to do this. But you see, once you learn the process of what kinds of people really are the right ones who will do the effort, who have a work ethic and want to develop one, and know that the distance from here to New York, say LA to New York, is going to take a certain amount of time to traverse the country, whether you're walking, right, or you're riding a bike, or you're driving a car, or you're flying, you still have to cover, I think it's 5,000 miles. And if a person realizes that I'm willing to start that process to get there, and in the process become really somebody that is a helpful person on this planet, I mean, it's really quite a nice thing to be able to help a lot of people. That's why I like doing these programs. They're totally transformative. And they're people who know it's going to take a little time, who know that they're going to bump, and that's, like they say, I hate to say this, is so gross, but they say, you suck at something until you don't. And the fact that we all as humans are looking for something instant is really a big drawback, because instant gratification is the curse of anyone who wants to build anything. The Google guys, look at them now, it's been 20 years. Look at Apple, 30 years. And many of your top leaders in all your companies have been in business of some kind for 10, 20 years before they got on stage and did your company in 6 months, I 10 grand a month or 20 grand, pick any number. And I did it in 3 days, really. And what'd you do before that? Well, I had 18 other companies. I brought over 5,000 people. So you see, there's a process to growth. It's called evolution. And if you're not willing to evolve and allow that to happen, you can't help other people that much, because you don't know yourself how to do it. So that's why it really matters to learn to evolve and to, really look forward to going through the process, because you can't lose when you're learning. See, I have a big advantage. If I were to do another company right now, I would, be able to get to the top as fast as I always have with anything that I've done. In 3 months, I'll be there. Why? I know how to do it. How do you know how to do it? Without anybody I know. Nobody. I could do it. You could drop me in any city where I know no one. Even if I don't speak the language, in no time, I'll find a translator. I'll say, listen, this is what we're doing. Here's what's in it for you. Let me find the people. Where are they? And I wouldn't go door to door. I would find exactly where the people are in the first place that we want, who have the characteristics, and sit down and plan for 4 or 5 days, and then take one day and sign them all up. See, that's what we like to do. And so part of the program that we offer people is we have an automated way, sort of like AI, artificial intelligence. We have all the questions set that qualify people for any business that you're in. And you get to put that out there online. People respond, you get calendar dates, and you can book your calendar to the hilt if you want every single day with appointments that people coming to you that have said, I want to buy what you've got. I will stick for 90 days or 120 days. I'm willing to pay $500 or $1,000, whatever it is, because all you get are the qualified ones, right? So it's kind of like being Harvard, and you get all the kids coming with their applications who are the best in the land. And they choose just the ones that they want. And this is exactly how we show you how to do it. So that's part of the appeal. And if you don't want to go one by one by one by one, then check out the Klaver class. And it gives you a demo, and you can see whether or not that's something that you want. It's especially for people who want to go fast, because the automation of those are all, and just getting the right ones out is very fast. I don't talk to anyone unless they're 9 out of 10 ready to sign up. And when I do, for some of the folks that are on this, I know you're already in the ESS program, you'll know that we had one meeting, one calendar meeting that we set up after you did all the stuff. And if I talk to 10 people, 9 of them come into the program. And that's what I'd like to show you how to do, because it's not that you're the good salesperson. It's au contraire. Marketing is about values, which means it's marketing is really about elimination. It's like focus. It's not about what you do. It's what you don't do. So if you want to do total focus and you can't get yourself because you're distracted all day, then stop doing everything that distracts you all day. Stop Facebook. Stop Netflix binging. Stop watching television. Stop all the things that you know waste your time, right? And when you stop doing that, you'll suddenly be like bored. And then you start learning how to help people with what you have. And then you ask for them and they say, I do want you to help me. Can you help me do this? And you go, yeah, totally. Really? You said yes? Yep. And then you do it. So this is really the same. You're eliminating the people who are not the right ones, and they self-select. In the same way that for you, if you want to learn to focus, then the number one thing to do is eliminate everything that is not your focus first. That's another thing we do in the program. It's a little brain reset trick that we sell. We offer you for people who find themselves addicted to instant gratification, right? Because that's Facebook for you, and movies, and Netflix. And what you want to do is addict yourself to being successful at helping the next person. When you start doing that, that'll be so much more important than getting a like, really. You'll see when it happens. Plus, people pay you, not in likes, but in dollars and gratitude, right? Okay, so if you are interested in that, just check out theclaverclass.com. And if you like this, if you like the ugly truth about just talk to people, can you just make a like in the group and share the message if you want? It's totally on the house. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks for coming, too.